Crusaders. With the growing success of the Crusade Channel and the many services activities there, many listeners may have forgotten that our founder still maintains and updates his site at MikeChurch.com. From the pile of prep, Mike's daily rundown of stories from the Mike Church Show, to cooking with the King Dude, barbecue, and original craft cocktail recipes, the King Dude truly is a Renaissance man. Mike's site is also home to the Crusader Knights of the Rosary. Stop by and say hello today by crusading over to MikeChurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare, essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington. Put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. An FBI crackdown on a tech company, Biden not thrilled with Dr. Seuss, and a new leader in the Virgin Islands. FBI Director Christopher Wray suggested on Tuesday that the United States government will be responding to what's become known as, quote, the SolarWinds hack, with a multi-pronged approach of sanctions, law enforcement, and bolstering of private security in what will be a, quote, long, hard slog. Ray's comments came during a Senate judiciary hearing, which also included testimony about the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. He was questioned about the mid-December revelations that approximately 18,000 customers of the technology company SolarWinds had downloaded compromised software that allowed malefactors believed to be from Russia to spy on their computers for at least 9 months. U.S. government agencies and contractors, such as the Departments of Treasury, Commerce, Justice, Defense, and the National Institutes of Health, among others, were affected. Joe Biden appears to have removed legendary children's book author Dr. Seuss from Read Across America Day, which was observed yesterday, the birthday of the author. In a proclamation on Monday, Biden declared yesterday Read Across America Day, but left out mention of the children's author. Donald Trump and Barack Obama both recognized the author in their respective proclamations during their time in office. Finally, Pope Francis appointed Monsignor Jerome Fugio yesterday to lead the Diocese of St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Originally from Cameroon, Fugio has served as a priest of the U.S. Virgin Islands Diocese for more than 30 years. Commenting on the March 2nd appointment, Cardinal Wilton Gregory, the Apostolic Administrator of St. Thomas Diocese, said, quote, Bishop-elect Jerome is no stranger to the people of the diocese. His long history of service and pastoral dedication to the people of this community of faith are well known and widely respected. Our quote of the day comes from St. Paula Frassinetti. Our Lord wills that you cling to Him alone. If your faith were greater, how much more peaceful would you be, even when great trials surround and oppress you? Coming up, our saint of the day. She was the second American to be canonized as a saint and the first one born a U.S. citizen. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi-ya! Ka-chow! Oh-wah!
Oh, hey, don't mind me. I'm just over here at Bulldog Kia slashing prices so you get the most out of your tax return, like a brand new 2021 Kia K5 LX that was $25,055 MSRP. But I knocked it down to only $22,900 with KMF bonus cash of $1,000 and a dealer discount of $1,155. That's a savings of $2,155.
Hi-ya!
Save more of your tax money when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. All month long, I'll be cutting prices so you get a great deal on a new Kia. Come visit us in person on Atlanta Highway in Athens, next to Sam's Club, or online at bulldogkia.com. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for those who qualify. Example stock number K21320. Must take delivery by March 1st, 2021. Taxes, tax, title, and fees not included. See dealer for details. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Hi-ya!
Our saint of the day is Saint Catherine Drexel. Catherine was born November the 26, 1858, into a wealthy and well-connected banking family. The family's wealth, however, did not prevent them from living out a serious commitment to their faith. Her mother opened up the family house 3 times a week to feed and care for the poor, and her father had a deep personal prayer life. Both parents encouraged their daughters to think of the family's wealth not as their own, but as a gift from God, which was to be used to help others. During the summer months, Catherine and her sisters would teach catechism classes to the children of the workers on her family's summer estate. The practice would prepare her for a life of service, with a strong focus on education and attention to the poor and vulnerable. While traveling with her family through the western U.S., Catherine witnessed the poor living conditions of the Native Americans. Eventually, while still a laywoman, she would give much of her own money to fund the missions and the schools in these seriously deprived areas. Eventually, however, the young heiress would give much more than just funding to these much-needed missions and schools. She would decide to devote her whole life to the social and spiritual development of Black and American Indian communities. The inspiration for this work came to her during a visit to Rome, where she was granted an audience with Pope Leo XIII. During that time, Catherine had been considering a vocation to cloistered contemplative life as a nun. But when she asked Pope Leo XIII to send missionaries to Wyoming, he told Catherine she should undertake the work herself. In February of 1891, she made her first vows in religious life, formally renouncing her fortune and her personal freedom for the sake of growing closer to God in solidarity with the victims of injustice. Between 1891 and 1935, she led her order in the founding and maintenance of almost 60 schools and missions, located primarily in the American West and Southwest. Among the prominent achievements of Drexel and her order is New Orleans' Xavier University, the only historic Black Catholic college in the U.S. Catherine was forced into retirement for the last 20 years of her life after she suffered a severe heart attack. Although she was no longer able to lead her order, she left the sisters with her charism of love and concern for the missions. She died on March 3, 1955, and was canonized by Pope John Paul II on October 1 in the year 2000. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.